Good morning. You listen to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jason Randolph, the SVP of Sales for Mohawk Residential. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing well today, Kemp. How about you?
I'm good. We haven't done a podcast before, and it's long overdue. You were promoted to this role in June when Trey Timms moved over to Stanton and opened up this opportunity. And, I mean, this is a big role. You're, to put it casually, you're the wingman. You're Jeff Mehta's number two guy, right?
Yeah, that's a big responsibility. This is a great role. And, you know, I believe the prior role that I was in, which was senior vice president of our fashion division, has kind of really set me up to succeed in this new role.
So let's go through it real quick. 30 years at Mohawk. I mean, this is, your entire career has been with Mohawk, focused in the flooring business. How did you get with Mohawk?
I actually got with Mohawk Kemp through a family friend of mine that worked here, and he recommended me. And hey, the rest is kind of history. I've held a lot of different roles and responsibilities here. I definitely have flooring in the blood.
I was just with you in New York City at the Floor Covering Industry Foundation fundraiser, the Black Tie event. You were with your lovely wife, Jennifer. I got to meet her briefly. That was a neat event, wasn't it?
That was a fantastic event. I'm telling you, I've been to a few of those, and I got to say, great turnout. It's just for a great cause.
All right, so this role you have now, you have buying groups. This is one of your responsibilities, right?
Yes. If you go through some of the highlights of my career, I was actually responsible for the national accounts. So I called on all the national accounts for quite a while. I actually called on the home centers for a while, Home Depot, as well as Lowe's. I also have a lot of product responsibilities as well. When Mohawk first pioneered hard surface into the business, which was in 1999, I worked on the product sourcing and development team, bringing in all those products. At that point, we were all import. And then I transitioned kind of over in the mid-2010s to a product development role and really pioneered SmartStrand, and our team developed SmartStrand Silk. So a lot of roles within the organization.
I remember when we go to these Edge meetings, which we'll talk about in just a second, I guess the last couple of times you took me through the care stand area. Several years prior to that, you took me through the hard surface area, right?
That is correct.
All right. Well, let's talk about, I guess I'm going to see you next at NFA up in Washington. That's just 2 weeks away, right?
That is correct. Looking forward to that. It's always great to get together with the NFA team.
And then next, let's talk about December, the big Edge meeting. The dates on that are December the 16th to the 19th. So most of the people in the business, this is the last thing we're going to do before Christmas, right?
That's it. Edge Summit is returning this year. You know, we've got a new experience here at the Gaylord Rockies. That venue has just been renovated, so we're really looking forward to that. You're correct. The dates are a little later this year, but what we found is having that later date has actually allowed more retailers to be able to attend, because that is a slower part of their retail business, and their stores are slowing down, getting ready for the holidays. It's really allowing us greater attendance at this event with that later date.
Take us through, before it was called Edge, it's called the Floorscapes and Color Center meeting. It's more of the aligned retailer meeting. And this has evolved over the last couple of years, and you do it every other year. Tell us what it is today.
Well, so really today, Edge is still a partnership summit. You know, our Edge retailers are really our loyal accounts. They do a lot of business with Mohawk, and they're tied to Mohawk through our Edge program. And so the Edge Summit is really open to any of our Edge retailers, and there's a lot of great reasons to attend. This is really evolved from our aligned dealer program. Now it's the Edge program.
I know, because I've been several times. You've got your CEO, Jeff Loberbaum, there. You've got Paul DeCock, your president there. I guess Jeff and Kelly Whitfield all speaking from the stage. And then you'll have some breakout sessions to help actually retailers hone their skills, right?
That is correct. There are a ton of reasons to attend Edge this year. I mean, one of the things you mentioned, all of the retailers that are there have access to all of the executives within the company. All the business unit presidents will be there. Dealers love that one-on-one access that they have to all of those people. Of course, we have all of our sales team there as well.
And you'll be naming the retailer of the year, which I believe 2 years ago was Bruce Odette, right?
It was. We'll crown a new retailer of the year this year. Just a couple of other reasons to attend the Edge Summit. First of all, you have access to all of the 2025 product introductions. You know, Solitech R, PureTech Premier. There's going to be a new Karastan Black Label program. Just a plethora of new products that we have. And you get to not only see those products, but you also have all of our product experts there walking you through all the features and benefits. Kemp, we're also going to have special promotional pricing on products that is only going to be offered at the Edge Summit. So that will be another one. And then we'll have new campaigns driving digital leads with Mohawk's digital partners. We're going to have a special finance offer from Synchrony. We have a few rooms left for Edge. So if you can still make Edge, there are a few rooms left. We do have some keynote speakers that will definitely be a highlight. The keynote speaker is Felipe Gomez. He is really a renowned pianist and a great speaker. I mean, he's spoken for Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, Marriott, IBM, Microsoft. I mean, he's just a really good onstage presence, education sessions. And then we can get into all of the fun stuff. We're going to have a band there, a top secret performer that had a lot of hits in the late 80s and early 90s. And we're going to have a casino night, which will be the first time we've ever had a casino night at the Edge Summit.
All right, we're about to run out of time. One other thing we want to cover real quick is your January, February roadshow. I know there's 6 locations. One of them is Surfaces, and there's 5 other ones. I think you can find those locations online, and you want your retailers who don't come to Edge to come to that, right?
That is correct. After the summit, we kick off our momentum shows on January the 7th. The first one is in Atlanta, and then we will be moving to Dallas, to Washington, D.C., to Chicago. Then we have Surfaces, and then we'll have Huntington Beach. You know, we've really elevated that experience at the Momentum Roadshow as well. You get some great education events there. It's not as much as you would get at the Edge, but we have a scaled down version that we have at the Momentum Roadshows. And then we also have the casino night, which has been a big hit. A few of our Momentum shows had that. Now we've kind of spread that across all of the Momentum shows. So I think it's just a great reason to attend. Last thing I'll add on the Momentum Roadshow is we will have Daltile that will be showing there as well. They showed last year at the Roadshow, and it was a great hit partnering both Mohawk and Daltile at the one show. And so we're going to do that again this year as well.
Okay, Jason, well, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us an update on what's going on with Mohawk meeting with its key customers. Again, been talking to Jason Randolph, the SVP of sales for Mohawk Residential, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.